Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Light Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. All right, you got all those deadlines looming. There are so many, and you don't even know where to start anymore. Then an employee maybe shows up at your door and they start to complain about the other employee on your team and how they're talking too much or personal things or too much on the phone or not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And then wait, your manager or some board member or someone really above you needs that financial report or that strategic plan on their desk by 4 p.m. And also you just heard a safety issue has happened and you are the safety team's management member. How do you manage the chaos and the deadlines? It's easier said than done. Trust me, I've been there. I know this, but you have to deal with it. So how can we find calmness with chaos? Well, first things first, let's not ignore any safety issues that come up. They have to be addressed. And if you are the management member who is on the safety team or whatever that looks like for your organization, you must address that. We need to make sure people aren't hurt, that we're addressing whatever those safety things are first and foremost. So you would do that first. Then we're going to take a pause. We're going to reset. And whether this means you hide in your car for a few minutes, or you go for a little walk outside, or you're even hiding in the bathroom, somewhere where people can't get a hold of you, and just do some breathing. Just take a minute to just breathe. You can't help other people when you have so much chaos going on that you can't function well and you can't make decisions well. So you need to reset with a quick, short break where you can just breathe. Don't think about all the chaos, just take a minute and breathe. Once you're back, we're going to take a few minutes now to reassess what those priorities are of everybody that's coming at us. We want to figure out what is urgent and important. And when I say that, people think, well, everything's urgent and important. But I want you really to truly assess on the to-do list what is really, really urgent and what is really, really important. Then also think about, can I delegate any of this? Can I reach out to anybody and say, I need, you know, a few more hours, or can I have until tomorrow for the financial report or whatever that might be? Reassess those priorities. What is actually urgent and actually important? Can we delegate anything? Delegation can be your biggest friend when we are in chaos. So really even think about the tiniest little task you can give to somebody else, if even it saves you 30 seconds. Delegate. I want you also, when you have those chaotic, crazy days, to stop the emails and messages. Stop looking at them. They're distractions. And every single time that you look at an email when it comes in, or you get that message from Slack or Teams when it comes in and you look at it, you can't focus. You're adding to your own chaos by doing that. You're adding by looking at things that now you're thinking, oh, I have to do that too, even though they may not be urgent or important. So stop looking at those messages as they come in. Look at them 3 times a day if that's possible. And also let people know that you're not going to be checking these messages regularly. Let them know if you need to go on Do Not Disturb to get that financial report done for that big meeting the board members have tomorrow. Getting rid of things like that and going on Do Not Disturb and just getting things done has to happen occasionally when we are in chaos or we have too many deadlines looming or there's a lot going on. Everything else may just have to wait or be delegated. So sometimes we really do create our own chaos in a chaotic day by doing things like checking those emails as they come in or those messages, rather than setting aside some time to do that 3 times a day, for example, and focus on it then. Other days, it really is truly just pure chaos, even with not checking emails. I've been there. I get it. For those days, it's really important that you take that breath once in a while. Go outside, just take a quick walk, whatever that looks like, just to reset yourself. Then really come back and reassess what is really important and what is really urgent. Not what you believe that to be, what it is actually urgent and important. Sometimes what we think is urgent and important, when we really dig into it, it isn't, or not as important or urgent as other things. So this is where you really need to dig deep. Is it truly urgent? And is it truly important? And if you have to, close your door, go on Do Not Disturb, head home and work from there if that's a possibility. Do whatever you need to do so that you can get some focus. And you know what? Even tell that employee of yours to go and see if HR can assist them with their coworker issue until you're able to address it properly. You have to find a little bit of calm in all that chaos. Delegate, stop checking messages, use your other resources like human resources, for example, that I mentioned here. Take a breath, eat, really, really find some sort of calmness in all the chaos. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership or with the chaos, I'm here to help. Please visit my website for more information on programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership program as well at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.